or any number of the other things that we have made available, you might want to consider doing that before you get involved in an emergency. And can I urge you to become a partner? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gift.
And that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. And we're going to be talking about what happened over in Japan and nuclear energy. And I want you to hear what Russell has to say. And we'll have a little discussion later on about it. But certainly I always value in having Russell on and his carefully calculated and documented research. Hi, Russell. How are we doing? There we are. Hi, Russell. How are we doing?
Doing fine, Stan.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're certainly having a lot of problems here. Terrible problems today as far as our transmission is concerned. They almost wiped out our station in the east that goes up on satellite. Those tornadoes are really having a devastating effect.
Oh, you're having tornadoes there?
No, not here, but because we transmit to a station back in Pennsylvania, and they put our program up on satellite. Actually, we have two satellites in the afternoon. We have two satellites in the evening, and one of our satellites was out for the afternoon, and we just got the thing back on here. So anyway, we have our problems here in the United States. I know a lot of our friends certainly have been very, very close to the tornadoes. Certainly Joyce Riley wasn't too far away from them. They actually had to shut down there for a time, concerned about the danger of tornadoes there in Missouri where she lives. But anyway, we've certainly seen the devastating effect of that earthquake and then the tsunami in Japan. And you were certainly going to talk about Japan, what you found out that's really gone over there. So you pick up the story.
Well, it was less about what's actually gone on in Japan because they've done an excellent job in covering it up. But the latest I've heard is they're now admitting that it has been a meltdown and that the radiation levels were much higher than they thought. They've dumped millions of gallons of highly radioactive water into the ocean, and this stream apparently flows right towards the west coast of the United States. And the worry is the contamination of the fish, the sea life. And since this, was following a current, you know, generally you tend to think, well, if you dump 50 million gallons of radioactive water in the ocean, it's going to be so diluted it's really not going to cause much problem. But if it's following a stream, it stays rather compact and concentrated. And a good example of that is recently there was a study that was done on the atmospheric mercury out of China, which is just enormous level. And it was traveling to the United States, and it did the same thing except in the atmosphere, is it stayed very concentrated and came to the United States. And when they measured the levels in Oregon, they were quite high. So you can have concentrated radiation and other pollutants because of these gulfs, these streams, these oceanic streams and atmospheric streams that keep it concentrated.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Okay, Russell, you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
How to deal with it, particularly the long-term, more intense radiation, the gamma rays and the beta rays, if you absorb them. The protection from drugs was almost non-existent. The drugs are more toxic than the radiation, so they really didn't have a drug to protect people. The iodine only protects the thyroid, but what about the rest of the tissues? Well, the most sensitive tissues, GI tract, bone marrow, the tissues that reproduce rapidly, the faster cells divide, the more sensitive they are to radiation damage. And so particularly in children, babies, small children, you worry about these long-term radiations because they're going to be carrying them for decades. How do you protect them? So I did some rather intense research on natural ways to protect against radiation. Well, it turns out that the best research is done by NASA. They have a problem when you have the astronauts up in the upper atmosphere and going to the moon. They're bombarded with high levels of gamma radiation for very long periods of time because they were in orbit for weeks or months, and several of them developed leukemia and died. So the NASA was doing intense research on how to counteract this damage. Well, I went through all of their research and found some very interesting things. Things like vitamin C and E were very mild to moderate protectants. They weren't really potent. When they looked at a vitamin E subtype, the tocotrienol, it was more potent in protecting the tissues. But the real interesting thing was when they started looking at the flavonoids, and that's the complex chemicals that are found in plants, vegetables, like curcumin and quercetin and ellagic acid and lutein and apigenin. When they started looking at these, they found out, well, these are extremely powerful at protecting tissues against radiation, every kind of tissue in the body. One of the things they looked at early was ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo not only contains special compounds called ginkgoloids, but they also contain high levels of quercetin. Well, about this time is when Chernobyl happened, so a group of scientists went over there and they gave the people ginkgo, a number of people that were in the highest radiation level, and found out indeed it was highly protective. They measure a radiation-altered protein called a clastogenic factor, and it tells you how well your treatment's working. Well, they were surprised to find that some of these flavonoids reversed the clastogenic factors to zero. So it was an enormously powerful protection, not only against the less penetrating rays like alpha and beta, but the gamma, which is the most deadly. So after the ginkgo, then they tried alpha lipoic acid, and they found the same thing. The alpha lipoic acid was cutting the mortality rate and the cancer incidence rather significantly, and lowering these clastogenic factors dramatically. So then they started going through a number of compounds in experimental animals in the United States as well as Chernobyl victims, and they found some of these compounds are much more potent at protecting than others. For instance, things like curcumin was extremely powerful. Recently, they've done studies to see if it would protect against medical X-rays. And so you particularly, they were concerned about the breast mammograms. And what they found out, if you took animals and you radiated their breast tissue, you could very easily induce cancer. But if you fed them curcumin, it cut the cancer incidence dramatically. So it was highly protective of this very sensitive tissue. And the breast tissue is one of the most sensitive of the tissues to inducing cancer. When they looked at the Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and the women, there was a high incidence of breast cancer because it's such a sensitive tissue. And back in early days, as you may remember, they treated scoliosis in young girls with radiation. And they found out that there was a very high incidence of breast cancer in these young girls from the radiation that they were using. Well, they've discovered that the curcumin is very protective. Quercetin was also very protective, and so as they went through these compounds, they found that there was a growing number of these flavonoids that were highly protective. One, for instance, like ginger, would not only protect against the gamma radiation, you know, usually what you had to do, you had to feed the flavonoid to them before you exposed them to get the protection, but what they found was with the ginger, you could even give them the ginger after they had received the high-dose gamma radiation, and it cut the mortality dramatically. Same thing was seen with curcumin and quercetin, which is pretty remarkable because you generally things that are protective you have to give either at the time of exposure or before, but here was something that you could give even after you had been exposed, and it reduced mortality. And this was the interesting thing about these agents. They were not just looking at the low-level effects or their induction in cancer, but even using such massive doses of gamma radiation that the animals would die within days of exposure. And they cut the mortality rate 50 to 70%. By feeding them these flavonoids. Hesperidin was another one. Well, these are things that are found in fruits and vegetables in fairly high concentrations, but what they were using was very concentrated forms of it, which you can buy as a supplement. I mean, you can buy curcumin as a supplement, quercetin, hesperidin, ginger, all these things you can buy as supplements. Mixing them together, so you have combinations of them, they become even more effective. And the interesting thing about these compounds, they protect every tissue in the body, the bone marrow, blood-forming cells, the GI tract, and, of course, the blood-forming cells in the GI tract are the two that's the most vulnerable and most likely to produce mortality. So they're the ones you want to protect the most, and these compounds seem to be highly protective of these tissues, which I thought was something that people need to know about.
And I've never heard this before. Now, what about, is that book available or the pamphlet available?
Yeah, you can get that. It's not very expensive. It's an e-book you just download. They can go to BlaylockWellnessCenter.com and get it through that. That's my son's website. And
it does come printed, or they have to get it off the internet?
They have to get it off the internet.
Okay.
It's an e-book. But it not only goes through the different flavonoids, but it also talks about things like first aid, what happened during Katrina, where were the weak events in Katrina that caused death, how to protect yourself, what happened to the hospital system, because you know, what happened with Katrina in New Orleans was a good example of how you can take a large city, a modern city, and it was just completely demoralized and destroyed. There were no hospitals. You remember the one of the hospitals there, the physician ended up having to kill these patients because they didn't have a way to keep them alive. You know, the temperature was in the hundreds. All the staff was gone. They didn't have supplies. They didn't have power. And these were terminal patients anyway. But the doctor just couldn't keep it up. He'd been in there for days, exhausted, and he finally just gave him injections and put him to sleep. But it shows how even in modern America, with just New Orleans isolated, undergoing this damage, what could happen? The police department dissolved. The police had to barricade themselves. Most of the police left the city and abandoned the place just went wild. Gangs were roaming the streets. They invaded the hospitals and stole all the drugs. Were shooting people. Were shooting National Guardsmen. You know, it was just anarchy. It was unbelievable. Same thing happened in Mississippi along the Gulf Coast. They were robbing people. People would pull up in gas stations trying to get gas and get their families out, and people would come out with rifles and rob them. You just didn't hear this on the national media, but it was going on every day. Well, these are things you have to prepare yourself for. You have to understand about the breakdown of society and these mass emergencies. And I discuss a lot of that in the e-book.
Well, I think people need to really start to make preparations for something similar happening again. We just don't know what the future holds. Now, how major is the radiation you think that we got here in the United States from this recent episode in Japan? Do you think that there's a danger to the American people, or at least more the potential danger from that? I know it must be devastating over in Japan, but what about the threat of radiation here?
Well, I think it probably...
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Russell.
You know, probably from looking at the map showing the concentration and the air currents of the radiation has been carried over, it's going to be more of a spot.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Of the strontium, if you were to have rain and suddenly it was to hit these plumes of radioactive material up in the atmosphere, or high atmosphere, it could get into the, locally into perhaps some of the milk, cheese, grass, things like that. Not in lethal levels, but, something that you'd be concerned about maybe long term. On the other hand, of course, there are lots of things you can do to protect yourself, like taking these flavonoids he's talking about. And certainly this is something that most people don't understand, is that you can protect yourself, certainly at the time, or even afterwards by taking the flavonoids. It'll tend to cut down on the danger and the damage done by the radiation. So, he's also saying that if you're going to go to the hospital, you're going to have some of the radioactive tests. You're going to be injected with radioactive isotopes. If you're going to have excessive amounts of radiation from X-ray studies, CT, things like that, MRI, you certainly should be protecting yourself by taking the flavonoids. Would that be a fair interpretation?
Yeah, and, the thing about the flavonoids is that they're powerful anti-cancer agents. They're powerful anti-inflammatories, They reduce all sorts of arthritic pains. And so it's for general health. You can take them all the time. And that keeps your level of protection high constantly. If you're going to go for an X-ray or something and you want to take extra doses, get a higher level for when you're undergoing the test, and that'll drastically reduce any risk you're having from your study. And, it makes you feel a lot better. Nobody likes going there and get a CT scan and know that it's equal to, hundreds of chest X-rays. That's a lot of radiation. So certainly you want to protect yourself. And as I said, the younger you are, the greater the danger of radiation. Older people, they're less danger because they're going to be living with the radiation changes a lot less time than a young person would.
Okay, of course the younger person will get the strontium into the bones, and some of these things have a fairly long half-lives. That'll be with the young people, and of course the radiation can predispose you to leukemias, lymphomas, things of that sort as well. Okay, fine. Well, certainly, I think that is fascinating and something I hadn't even considered, and I don't think most people had. Now, basically, they talk about zeolite, clay, things like that. Is there any place for those things? Do they do any good?
Well, most of those things are sort of minor players compared to the flavonoids. The zeolite and the bentonite, none of that's absorbed, so it's good if you want to remove something from the GI tract, but the problem with taking that regularly, you're going to also lose a lot of your minerals. I'm not a big proponent of that. Your best protection of these flavonoids, because it protects all the cells of the GI tract, bone marrow, everything. And it's enormously protective. The zeolite itself is not protective. It's just binding the metals and allowing you to excrete them.
Well, now, why are we hearing more about this? Because I have my ear to the ground. I go to all the medical meetings in my hospital, and certainly up on the Internet all the time. And there's been very little talk about the benefit of the flavonoids, not only prophylactically, but even after you've been exposed to the radiation and how this can really help to neutralize the effects of the radioactive material you've absorbed.
Well, it's in the medical literature. There's a tremendous amount of research done on this. In the world of cancer therapy, the research oncologists, the cancer oncologists, are just very interested in the power of these things to prevent cancer. Some of them are just enormously powerful. And we now know how they work, what they do to cells to make the cells so much stronger. They stimulate the cells to produce these highly protective mechanisms to be activated. So you almost could say you have super cells. They're very resistant to all kinds of toxins, not just radiation. Trauma and poisons and mercury and aluminum and all these things, you're protected to a much higher degree when you're taking in a lot of these flavonoids.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
The coastline where they've had tsunamis before and there's earthquake faults. And then of course, when this whole thing comes down, and it isn't because the real problem was the fact that the generators were out. They had no adequate backup generators. They didn't seem to be able to bring in electricity from all the rest of the Japan, and then they couldn't pump the water to keep the cores of three of their actually there were only three active generators at that time, nuclear generating plants, and apparently they all experienced a meltdown. And you wonder if this was total ineptitude, if this was done intentionally. We don't know. But I was talking to Russell before we did the program, and he is concerned about the danger of nuclear energy. Now, I think he's more concerned about the danger of nuclear energy because of the possibility of nuclear terrorism. Now, I personally believe that nuclear energy is a very efficient means of generating electricity. My son served on an aircraft carrier for many years and a number of tours, and they would just work and work like clockwork. We have submarines, we have carriers. The Navy's never had, to my knowledge, a serious problem. I think nuclear energy can be incredibly safe, but we are living in an uncertain world, and I believe that there are some evil and wicked people out there, and if they wanted to do a great deal of damage, they could certainly intentionally sabotage some of these nuclear plants and create great havoc. And one of the things that Russell had brought out, which really bothered me, talking about a plant not too far from New York City, I don't know how far it is, but if something should happen to a plant there, intentionally, purposely, maliciously, there could be terrible, terrible complications. Well, before we get get Russell's view on that, Russell, would you like to get out to your website so people would know how they could get in touch with you, how they can subscribe to your newsletter? Because Dr. Blaylock puts out a wonderful newsletter. It comes once a month. We've taken it for Well, ever since, how long have you been writing that, 6 or 8 years?
Yeah, it's been about 6 years now.
Yeah, well, you do a great job. In fact, Chris Ruddy approached me and asked me if I would like to write it. I knew I did not have the ability to do what you're doing, and so I was just so glad when he got you to write this newsletter. But the Blaylock Wellness Letter is something everybody should have, and everybody should read, and everybody should study, and you should keep it filed away. And, of course, if you subscribe to it, you can pull down all the old ones and bind them up as we do for reference. But how can people get in touch with the people who publish your newsletter? How can they get to your website? And then how can they get your little ebook that deals with radiation, what you should know, and people really should have the quercetin and curcumin on hand, the ginger, the other things, alpha lipoic acid. Now, I would comment that we do have a little store where we sell products, this sort of product, and we do have an excellent list of them. We keep them on hand. We use them ourselves for many, many things. And if you'd like a list from us, you could always call our 800 number, but right now, why don't you tell people how they can get hold of your book? Because they ought to think now, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if there was a problem, it would be just like it was recently when everybody was calling us from all over the country looking for potassium iodate. They couldn't get it. Looking for our Adderall. They couldn't get it. When there was a crisis, they all disappeared. And our advice is have a supply of everything on hand. We live in uncertain times. So your comments, please, and then how can people get in touch with you and your work?
Well, it's good advice. You know, when we have hurricanes down here in Katrina, you couldn't find a flashlight battery within 300 miles. Very quickly, they were all gone. So you realize things that you think are always going to be around will disappear immediately. You need to have all your emergency material stored up and keep it a fresh supply. That's very important. You can get on my website. It's www.russellblaylockmd.com. That's RussellBlaylockMD.com. And the books that I've written and DVDs and the e-booklet, it's BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. And I have some on my website, free information, papers I've written that have been published, different position papers on various things that you can download and read. But, you know, it's a good idea to always have emergency supplies. And you can order things now for suturing wounds. You can get that over the Internet. Good idea to keep that around. They have surgical skin clips. That's a good idea to keep that handy. Because as we found when Katrina hit, civilization disappears in a flash. Things that you think are always going to be there are gone, and it's pretty frightening. And if you really got into a deep situation and food is not delivered, then you're really going to be in serious trouble because the supermarkets are going to be emptied very quickly, and it may be a while before food delivery begins again. So you need to make arrangements to grow your own food and store fresh water, have a way to get water. You have to think ahead. You have to plan. Be ready.
I certainly agree with you. We're actually trying to get people to start making plans, learning how to put in their own vegetable garden. We have got one of our advertisers actually provide seeds and fertilizer and instructions and all of these things. Of course, I've got my vegetable garden in. It's really fun to see the things coming up. And to learn, you know. You never even stop and think about it. How are you going to keep the deer out of there? What are you going to, I mean, how are you going to fertilize? How do you get the soil to the point where it'll really grow things? But you want to learn now, not when suddenly there's a crisis situation. Hopefully it would never happen, but you should have medical supplies on the hand. You should have food on hand. You should certainly have the things that you would need in an emergency situation. Make a list, get them now. And there are people actually who have websites. Make all the recommendations. But of course, once things happen, I've never seen anything quite like it. But once, of course, the tragedy occurred over in Japan, we were getting frantic calls from all across the country for the iodine. Well, first of all, it's too late. If the iodine, you've already ingested the radioactive iodine, it's too late to take it. What you want to have it is on hand. And if there is any serious question, you start taking it immediately so you fill your thyroid with good iodine so that the radioactive iodine can't get in. A lot of our listeners take iodorol regularly. They're well loaded down with iodine. They probably didn't even need the potassium iodate supplement. Nice to have it for others, but if you're taking iodorol, why, of course, you do not need to worry about filling your tissues with iodine because they're already saturated. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Russell, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I will have to admit, Russell, when we were talking on the phone, and of course you were mentioning this nuclear power plant adjacent to New York. I mean, certainly I don't believe that there's a danger unless there are somebody and people out there who would like to create a chaotic situation. And of course, I personally firmly believe that there are just such people who would actually sabotage our plants. And of course, if something like that would happen, what are your opinions?
Well, yeah, the thing that concerns me about nuclear radiation power plants is that if the worst scenario happens, you could contaminate thousands of square miles forever, and it's uninhabitable. All those homes would just have to sit empty with all the belongings radioactive. You couldn't take anything you own. And what would you do with those millions of people? The reactor that's in New York is within 17 million people, or within the danger zone should something happen. Now, if 17 million people are displaced, where do you put them? Which state could take 17 million people permanently because they can't go back home anymore? If New York City was highly radioactive from the plant eruption, are you going to abandon all of New York City forever? So, you know, the consequences, even though it's pretty low risk in the United States, the consequences, should it happen, are so enormous and just, you know, terrifying because of the fact that the land is uninhabitable for centuries. So that's the major concern I have. Plus, you know, once it gets in the atmosphere, it's going to go across the whole United States. So multiple states are going to be contaminated. Well, that means all your milk can no longer be consumed, your cheese, your butter, your vegetables are contaminated. Once you contaminate the ground and the radiation goes up inside of the plant, you can't wash it off. The plant itself is radioactive. And right now, I looked this up in Belarus and in the Ukraine. The vegetables are still radioactive, and the people eat them. They just eat radioactive vegetables, which is incredible that these people are forced to eat radioactive food. Now, I understand from looking at some of my science magazines that if they're working on ways to make nuclear power plants infinitely safer so it doesn't use this system that necessitates these critical cooling system, So if the technology improves to the point where you don't have these dangers anymore, then, yeah, it's a highly efficient way to generate the electricity. And apparently this technology is about ready to be implemented. But you would have to replace all your existing power plants in the United States. And I think we have something like 133 nuclear power plants in the United States. But it's just the fact that once something happens, the consequences are just mind-boggling. They're terrifying.
Well, I was certainly terrified when you just contemplating it, because in a rational world, if we live in a rational world with rational people, I don't think that we would see this, but we don't live in a rational world. There are people out there who would love to see tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of people killed. And you only need to read their writings. And of course, my material on population control gets into this extensively. And these people think absolutely nothing. I mean, Barbara Marks Hubbard, one of the richest women in America, a former candidate for the Democrat nomination for the vice presidency back in 1984, ran against Gerald Ferraro. Geraldine Ferraro won, but Barbara Marks Hubbard talked about the necessity of killing a quarter of the population of the world, those people who wouldn't evolve to a higher level of consciousness. And she said, you know, that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, because we are the riders of the pale horse, death. She is deadly serious. Nice-looking lady. I've seen interviews with her on television. But she has a different worldview, and until people really understand, there are people of this disposition who really believe the necessity of killing large segments of our population, and you want to see this, we actually have the original manuscript of her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, where it was actually a channel to her by a spirit. She called it the Christ spirit. I would think it marked by the Antichrist spirit, be that as it may. She distributed this all across the country. Eventually it was published under the auspices of the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. I think they were the people who put up the money. And, of course, these people with fabulous amounts of money are certainly dedicated to these concepts of massive population control. This is why I think that we need to be wary. I think right now we can't do away with nuclear energy, but I think they're going to utilize what they happened over in Japan as a vehicle of doing away with the nuclear energy. On the other hand, when you consider that these people are on the loose, they're allowed to walk around like everybody else. And these people are criminal. They have criminal mentalities. And of course, they're already actually pursuing their goals for many other reasons, many other ways. I was really surprised you were talking about, of course, breast radiation. Do you think that mammograms do more harm than good? In other words, the potential for actually inciting a cancer is greater than the benefit you'll get from having a mammogram?
Yeah, my studies and several other studies, some European studies, looked at it and found that the number of women who are saved from death of breast cancer is far lower than what's been told to the general public. And in fact, there's growing concern that many breast cancers are being induced by the mammograms themselves. Which makes sense, because the breast tissue is some of the most sensitive tissue to radiation cancer induction. And if you're going to radiate them every year, a certain number of women are going to develop breast cancer. And they find that if you radiate repeatedly, the cancer is very aggressive. So the woman's more likely to die once you develop cancer. And, of course, the question comes up, how many of the cancers that are discovered by mammograms were caused by the previous mammogram?
And I think that that's something every woman really needs to know. And nobody's mentioning this. The average doctor doesn't think about it. The average doctor certainly wants to find those cancers and cut them out and save the woman's life. But are some of the things we're doing actually inducing cancers? And I am convinced that Russell is absolutely right. I am very much against this whole idea of the routine mammography. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment. But it's almost time to wrap up the program, and as always, it's been fascinating. Well, Russell, we got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I enjoyed it again, Stan, as always.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who hear our program to help us. And, of course, if you can support our advertisers, we'll appreciate that because we want to keep them advertising with us because, believe me, it's a very expensive proposition to keep 60 radio stations on the air. At least we contribute to them being on the air. And we're picking up new stations all the time. But we need to reach as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. We live in very, very dangerous times. And our plea is if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. If you'd like to get a list of the various types of things that we carry, the alpha-lipoic acid, we have something great. It's called krill oil. and of course it's an omega-3 oil, but it's much better than the regular omega-3 oil because it comes from krill and has much less mercury in it. It's the best form of fish oils that you can possibly get. We have certainly special products from prostate support, menopause support, immune support. The things that you would really need, the immune support, helps to boost up your immunity. We carry certainly a large dose of vitamin D3 and allobiotic, which is a combination of oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, garlic, and we carry ESIAC. We have all of these things, and you should have them on hand as far as the quercetin and curcumin. We carry these things. So if you'd like to get the list, give us a call, 1-800-544. We have them. You should be utilizing them. You need to learn how to look after your own health. Well, basically, you, of course, need doctors from time to time with acute emergencies, but you need to learn what is good to keep you healthy. We carry all of Russell's books. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Excitotoxins, and Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We have a four-tape set on life-saving secrets, and it's for my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and one of these days, we really should go through and get all of Russell's interviews and put them into four tape sets and make them available to people. But we do have this. We have an excellent DVD by Russell. It's called Vaccines and Behavior. I believe it's Vaccines and Vaccines and Brain Development. Goes into the dangers of vaccines and how they actually impede the development of the brain of the small child. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The DVD by Russell, the four tape set by Russell, the three books by Russell. We carry them because Russell is certainly one of my favorite guests. He's a good close personal friend. But not only that, his material is well-researched, and this is the sort of thing that you need to have, and of course we'll try to get Russell on as often as we can. His newsletter we recommend without reservation. It comes once a month and put out by Chris Ruddy's Newsmax organization, but it's excellent. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Haven't seen my DVD on the Forbidden Secret or on the Dark Secret and read the syllabuses that go with them, please go to our website and pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. And basically, I want to just do a little work here, bring you up to date on what's happening. There is going to be a conspiracy conference. It's going to be held at the Marriott Hotel on the 4th and 5th of June. That's over in Santa Clara, and you want more information on it, you go to conspiracycon.com. Now, we'll have a booth there. We won't be speaking, but we'll have a booth. And then, of course, there's going to be a meeting in Sacramento. It's going to be the Northern California chapter of the Eagle Forum. That is going to be on the 17th and 18th of June. And I'll be speaking on that on Saturday. And there's going to be, of course, a dinner Friday evening, and I'll be speaking on Saturday. And then, of course, we're going to appear at the conference for the Stealing of the Mind of America, and I think that is in Colorado, or maybe it'll be somewhere in the East. That's going to be in September. And then don't forget the all-day conference we're going to be having here in the Monterey Bay area on the 23rd of October. We have Betty Martini, who will be there speaking on aspartame. We'll have Rosalind Peterson talking on chemtrails and chemical spraying. Of course, our friend Michael Shaw will be there. And we're going to do something a little different. We're going to give our speakers enough time to develop their ideas and for you to ask them questions rather than try to bring in umpteen hundred speakers and rush them all through, none of them developing the whole idea. We're going to, of course, do fewer speakers with more time for everyone. It's going to be all day long. It's going to be a great lunch, as always. And it'll start early in the morning. It'll go until 5 o'clock or 5:30 in the evening. I'm sure you will enjoy it. So put aside the 23rd of October, and we'll be getting some rooms there, as we always do, at the
what they earn, or this is what they've lost. If for some reason they have more comfort with that than actually owning gold. I tell many of my clients, you don't tell people you own gold. Security, it's like when you have a burglar who breaks in your home, they're not looking for your gold coins. They want in, they want out. They know where to look for your jewelry. In 16 years, I probably had 5 people who've had their gold stolen. And it was always followed by, I think I know who took my gold. It was either a relative, a friend, maybe someone who had worked on their home. So it was people who they told. And that's where the risk comes in. So you do want to keep your gold very private and not tell anyone that you have it, or even talk to people. I know you want to tell people, but be very selective in how you present it to other people. And so there's just little cautions, but they're just used to that paper. And when they get something that's real, if they were unsure in the beginning, what I also hear is once they receive it, they tell me, now I feel secure. I have a sense of relief. I don't have to follow the markets anymore. I don't wake up every day wondering what the markets are. It's a savings. I put it away, and the security replaces the uncertainty from the beginning of the investment process.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think you want to be diversified, but you want to be diversified in gold and silver and gold and silver assets. At this time, more than any other time in my lifetime, we're beginning to see the destruction of the existing monetary system. Get yourself positioned in every way: gold, silver, food, water, certainly the things that you would need, healthcare products you'd need. But you'll feel much more secure when you've made these arrangements and planned things out. Don't leave anything to chance. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, when folks give us a call and we put together portfolios, Dr.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
It's a quarter ouncer of the Credit Suisse.
All right,
and,
okay.
Johnson Mathey brands.
All right, fine. They're certainly carrying certain specific brands of silver that were minted 10, 15 years ago. And certainly, Melody is saying it works for you. Fine, go ahead and do that. Would that be a fair statement, Melody?
I would, but I wouldn't have the average investor do that. Okay, I think it's great for you, it's suitable for you, and again, we're back to that suitability. I've seen advertisements where people will sell silver rounds, and they're charging prices higher than silver eagles just because it has a special picture on it. I don't think, but when you sell that back into the market, all you're going to get is the regular price of silver. So why pay the extra $5 just for a specific coin, when you can just buy a generic silver round, get more silver for your money, because when you sell it, you're still going to get the same price. The whole
right.
idea is purchasing is getting as much as you can for your dollar. That doesn't mean you can't get quality, but it keeps it within a range, and that's what's important. But again, we're back to the suitability. Keeping recognizability and acceptability. And sometimes when you start dealing with grams, if you had to go outside the group, you might have a little more difficult dealing with the grams and so forth. But you know what? When times come, difficult times come, people adapt, people adjust, people learn. And so I don't think you'll have much of a problem.
Okay,
so,
Randall, we got to let you go because we're out of time. Thanks so much for calling. And Melody Cederstrom, thank you so very much for being with us. And once again, your telephone number is?
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Good night. Get a good night's sleep, Melody.
Thank
God
you,
bless.
Dan. Bye-bye. God
bless. Okay, fine. Bye-bye. That was Melody Cederstrom, certainly one of our favorite guests. And right now, of course, we simply want to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily radio-supported and listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Let me ask you to pray for Congressman Ron Paul, for Jerry Corsi in his new book, of course, Where is the Birth Certificate? I think that he's put his life on the line to write that book. We do carry it. Also, we ask you to pray for Jesse Ventura and, of course, pray that that the Lord will touch him because he brags he's an atheist, he's a good man, and we could bring him in the kingdom if enough people were praying for him. And, of course, we are going to be carrying his book, 63 Documents that that the government doesn't want you to read. I think Jesse's going to be a guest either next week or the week after. I think it's going to be the week after that. But he's done a great job. It's a great book. We carry two of his books. That's Jesse Ventura. If you haven't seen, up on the Internet, under YouTube, the various programs he did, they are available if you want to see them. You could want to know about HAARP and weather modification. Just type in your search engine, YouTube, Jesse Ventura HAARP, or your tube, Jesse Ventura Population Control, or be what it will. Of course, they are up there, and Jesse's doing a great job. Pray for Congressman Paul. He's a Christian, but pray for his provision and protection, because, of course, the other side thinks nothing of destroying human life. We are up against evil people. If you doubt what I say about destroying human life, you need to get our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I interview government assassins. If you want to know how they assassinated Martin Luther King, the 4-tape set, the execution of Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, his murder, we have a DVD, the book, and a 4-CD set. Jack Kennedy, of course, we have tape sets. We have a DVD, and we have the book, A Sniper Looks at D.D. Plaza. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.